not that our leaders are that slick and that the explanations that they're giving us are that convincing. It's that we want to believe.
What if I told you it was dumb mirrors? What if I showed you it was all a lie? Better be careful, someone might hear you. The wall's heavy as in the sky has eyes.
We want to believe that everything's all right, so we can just go on about our business and not pay any attention to people going hungry in the richest country in the world, and not pay any attention to people, you know, such a huge number of our citizens not having health care, and go on and just forget about all of that.
Hush now, don't you believe it? Cover your head and close your eyes now. Take it or leave it. Go back to bed now, don't you cry.
Conspiracy theory. It's about cover-ups, because I'm coming from a place, you know, I think what happened to John Kennedy is almost exactly what Oliver Stone said happened. And there was a point in time when almost everyone my age, you know, at least entertained that idea. And now it's actually gotten fashionable to say, no, it was Lee Harvey Oswald. We're back to the, you know, the Warren Commission.
What if you could have been there on that day in Dallas? What if you could wrestle back the hands of time? Maybe something could have been done in Memphis. We wouldn't be living in a dreamless life.
You know what? I killed 17 deer before I stopped killing things. I mean, I grew up hunting and fishing, and I know for a fact no one person with a bolt-action rifle killed John Kennedy. It can't be done. You know, the shots can't be made. So it's about that. It's about the idea that you know, just because you ain't paranoid don't mean they ain't out to get you.